Hey friends, welcome back. Today we're going to talk about the Marquette method, and is it still working after nearly 5 years?
Five years.
Because one of our most popular videos that Janelle and I have done on marriage was about 3 years ago on the Marquette method. And since then, we've got a number of questions about it, and you get questions about this one as well.
Yes, I do, regularly. It's funny because I'm like, oh, that's such an old video. People are still watching. But obviously, you know, when you search Marquette on YouTube, it pops up. So yeah. We're going to do a little retake just to explain how it's been going since we've been doing it.
Yeah, so what's the backstory regarding our us and
okay, NFP? So, you know, we were doing the math the other day. It'll be our 15-year wedding anniversary this May. So we have some experience using natural family planning, clearly. I actually became an instructor prior to marriage for the Billings ovulation method, which is an incredible method as well. And I really did enjoy, you know, helping women to, you know, learn their cycles and to better understand their bodies and what was going on. And then I think we had had our...
So prior to marriage, you already had a good handle on the Billings method.
Yeah, it was good. And I have to say that even that now that we were doing Marquette, I find my knowledge in Billings does actually help me too. So I think it was after our fifth baby or maybe our fourth baby. Let me just see, Jacob, Madonna, Christina, Maria. It was after our fifth baby.
We have seven, by the way.
Yeah, we have seven. We were approached by an old friend of ours saying that her daughter started teaching this method, the Marquette method. And actually, Ken, you were the one that had the conversation with her. And at the time, I had a newborn baby. And like to think of learning a new method of natural family planning, I was just not interested. I'm like, my brain cannot take anything else at this point. But, you know, I had noticed that like I was finding it, you know, a bit grueling, you know, keeping track of, you know, your fertile sensations and things like that. You know, every day, what felt like every day, every hour of the day. And so it was in some ways a little bit of a burden, you know, one that we can offer up. But so eventually we ended up having just sort of a free session with this instructor. And it was really, really good. It was very interesting. And I loved the objectivity of it because basically I'll just explain briefly what the method entails is you utilize this clear blue monitor. So this monitor is not created for the Marquette method, but the Marquette method utilizes it to help a woman understand her fertility. And so you utilize urine test samples most days of the month, not every day. There's a part of the month where you don't have to put in a test, and every morning you would put in a test, and then the monitor would read the test to tell you whether you are showing low fertility, high fertility, or even peak, because it can read those hormones in the urine sample. So, okay, that might sound a little bit gross or dirty or whatever. I'm holding my clear blue monitor right here next to my coffee cup. But you know what? It actually is like really, you know, interesting and insightful. And I love the objectivity because it was never like, okay, what is going on with my body? You know, I have to say, so it's worked really well for us, just so you know. And it's been really lovely. Like we've had our last two babies utilizing the Marquette method. And,
I just want to jump in and say this is not an instructional video on how to do the Marquette method. If you want to do that, you have to consult a Marquette instructor. We're not instructors. This is just our experience. So when Janelle was saying how the monitor gives readings, there's other things that go into making decisions and how to use it. But just in general, it's been a blessing for us. And I've noticed even for you, rewind back to the previous method of Billings, there was just a lot more angst I felt like with you of just not sure about what's exactly going on. Now I know it works wonderfully for some people, but I just noticed for you it took you a little bit of your peace. And so I was like, what could be a compliment to what we know or could be better? And I really do think that after all these years, almost 5 years, this has been a real blessing for our marriage and for you. This has been a blessing for you.
Right. Yeah, I would have to agree on that. I think also, too, because we were having so many children. So that would have been like we had seven kids in I think it was like 12 years. And so it was, I was always in like the, you know, postpartum stage, the breastfeeding stage. And that's often a more challenging time to be tracking your fertility. But anyhow, yeah. So how is it going now? Well, okay. So now I'm 42 years old. So I'm noticing some changes. Oh my goodness. Am I like, I'm still hoping that God allows us to have another baby. We'll see. Right. Yeah, no, it's still doing its good job.
So I know somebody's going to be watching thinking, oh, they just said they had 7 kids. Therefore, this doesn't work.
No.
What would you say to that?
I would say that it, like, I mean, okay, what's the purpose of natural family planning, really? Like, you have to think about it. In a marriage, we should have an openness to life, right? And with prudence and sound judgment, like, to... You know, when would be an appropriate time to welcome another child into this family? That's something that's really between the couple and God, right? You know, what's a just and serious reason to postpone a pregnancy? And I don't think we can necessarily judge anybody else's action.
But I know someone's like, did the method, was it reliable for you as a couple? Like, was there big surprises? I know someone's...
No, I'm going to say we knew.
Yes.
When that pregnancy test said pregnant, I was like, oh yeah, I know how that happened.
Yeah,
I knew. And when that happened.
And I knew how that happened and when that happened too.
So...
But I want to be clear, because you can use natural family planning with a contraceptive mentality. Mm-hmm. So... We look at this as a way to be responsible in our parenting. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful thing, because you know when you, it's more likely that you can welcome a new life into your family.
An eternal soul.
An eternal soul.
And that's what I think. It's like, wow, could you imagine welcoming another eternal soul to, you know, have the opportunity to have eternity with God in heaven? What a gift.
So I don't look at this this method as let's avoid. Mm-hmm. How can we use the gift that God has given our bodies and our knowledge of how our bodies work to welcome a child into our family and to our children? I think one of the greatest gifts we can give our children is another child. Mm-hmm. It's funny how they ask, are you pregnant? Yeah. Are we going to have another baby?
I know. Oh, my goodness.
And sometimes, honestly, you know, we think about another child.
Sometimes it can feel very overwhelming. Sure. And I think that is normal.
Yeah.
I think that's normal to feel overwhelmed. And you know, but if the Lord allows, it's like, wow, he's going to give us the grace. So we have some friends. And the other night she was over and she's like, so we're pregnant. And she's like, and it's twins. And I'm like, what? Because they already have a set of twins. And I just couldn't believe it. You know, like it was just I was just moved to tears, like that the Lord would be so generous to, you know, give them these beautiful children. And I know it's not going to be easy. But, you know, it's just beautiful, like just their openness to life and their willingness to receive this gift from God. You know?
And a child is a sign of God's blessing upon marriage.
Yeah.
It's funny, though, our culture will say, modern man says the opposite. Our children are a burden, so we can only have 1.2 children. Mm-hmm. But God, as in traditional Catholicism, in our understanding of how God blesses, children are a sign of great blessing upon a family. Mm-hmm. And it causes families sometimes great pain because they can't have children. And that pain and disappointment is real. But God's blessings come in all forms and all ways. And one of those ways is children. Children are not an accident. Mm-hmm. They're a blessing. Such a tragedy that we think children are an accident. Oh, the clear blue monitor didn't work. And so we had an accident. No. Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine if your parents called you an accident? What would that do to you? It's so horrible.
So the procreative act between a man and a woman, is that a procreative act where we become co-creators with God? We cooperate with God in bringing life into this world, that eternal soul. this is something that only human beings can do. Like angels can't do this, for example. They're not co-creators with God. Angels aren't. Mm-hmm. They're far superior in intellect and in power. But they can't do this. What a privilege it is. And a responsibility, because you're a parent for all eternity. And then when it comes to that responsibility, then our responsibility is to raise our children in the faith and get them to heaven. Each person is designed to know, love, and serve God. So as parents, our job is to educate our children in the faith, in the true faith, the Catholic faith, and get them to heaven. Having seven children is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And it affords many opportunities for growth and virtue.
Oh my. Oh my. I feel like every day I'm like, Lord, I don't know how I can do this, but it's only by your grace that we will get through this day.
When we think about virtue, though, virtue only grows when it's tried.
Mm-hmm.
So we've said this before, yeah. But you know, I thought I was a patient person until I had kids.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I've seen lots of different sides of Ken since we've had children. I never thought he was going to be, you know. No, I'm kidding. He's a really good father. It's cute. Actually, I overheard our daughter this morning telling our friend, she comes and helps tutor our kids for homeschooling, and she was saying how her dad is Superman. And I thought that was so cute.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, it was cute.
That's a blessing.
So anyhow, okay, so Marquette's going well.
Yeah.
There's the update.
There's the update. Thanks for asking, by the way.
Maybe you just really don't care.
Because our intimate life is all your business.
Actually, I'd rather not talk about it personally.
Well, we try also, you know, we also try to be modest in our communication about this, because there is no modesty left in this world. Even in Catholic circles, it seems sometimes the modesty has been stripped away when you start talking about something so sacred as the intimate union between a man and woman. We have to recognize that is sacred. Mm-hmm. And it needs to be spoken of with sacred language and careful language, and to be modest about our language. And so I hope that you can appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if you have any questions about the Marquette Method, I'm going to direct you to our sweet friend, Louise Boychuk. She has a website called Vitae Fertility, and you can just look in the show notes below for that link there.
Yes. And with Lent starting up right around the corner, as a reminder, Janelle and I will be doing videos on the spiritual life 5 days a week. If you'd like to journey with us, we're going to be meditating upon divine intimacy and short meditative videos, shorter than this one. If you'd like to get those in your inbox, we'll put the link also in the show notes or in the description here in the YouTube video, so you can sign up and get those videos by email. That's it, friends. Comment below, share with us what stood out to you and why, and we will see you soon. God bless you.
God bless.